You're listening to WHYY's Morning Edition at 6:34. Good morning. More people will be eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine soon. President Biden has directed states to expand eligibility to all adults by April 19th, 2 weeks ahead of the original May 1st order. This morning, Hannah Chin and Kenny Cooper of WHYY's Health Desk Help Desk tell us about opportunities to volunteer in the vaccination effort in our region.
Hi, Kenny.
Hey, Hannah. So with the new vaccine schedule, more of us will be eligible to get the vaccine. That's a good thing, right?
Right. At least, it'll probably speed up the process of community vaccination. I recently spoke to an epidemiologist from Drexel. His name's Neil Goldstein. And he said something interesting.
The idea is that the more vaccinated people that we have, the quicker that we can get to this concept of community immunity. And provided we have the supply to do this, it kind of makes sense, but we're going to still see people fall through the cracks.
Older people, less tech-savvy people, and people without access might fall through those cracks. Basically, people who want the vaccine and are at high risk, but can't get it.
That makes sense. So what can I do to help?
Well, you can help sign up other people you know. The first step is to find out whether they're currently eligible, which everyone will be soon. It's also a good idea to sign them up on a statewide or countywide database, so local health departments can contact them when appointments are available. The next step is to locate a vaccine provider. We have state-specific guides on WHYY.org for Delaware, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. You can also use sites like Find a Shot or the CDC's Vaccine Finder tool to find locations near you. And finally, you register them for an appointment. You'll need their full name, their date of birth, address, contact information, and availability. Oh, and you can't sign someone else up in advance. That means if you have a friend who's eligible for the vaccine starting April 19th, you can't sign her up for an appointment right now, even if the appointment might not be till May. You have to wait to schedule until she's actually eligible.
Got it. But I have another question. I live in Sheldonham Township, and I'm not sure if all of my neighbors have all this information. Some of them are older, and I'm not sure if they have internet access or even know how to navigate this sign-up.
That's a really good point. So there are also multiple different ways you can volunteer to kind of pay it forward and help others get the COVID vaccine. One way is to help get the word out about vaccination opportunities in your area. You can do that in person by canvassing door-to-door. Here's Natalie Ramos-Castillo. She's organized COVID canvassing events in Philadelphia in the past couple of weeks.
We recommend masks, hand sanitizer, good walking shoes. You'll only be knocking on like 30 to 40 doors, so that depending on how many people answer the door, it can take from 2 to 3 hours.
Another option is to sign up with Vaccinate PA. Their volunteer team calls hospitals, health clinics, and pharmacies to collect information about appointment availability and how to sign up. Plus, they train you and give you a list of numbers and phone scripts, so you're 100% prepared when you do call. Here's Seth Rubenstein, the co-founder of Vaccinate PA.
The process for volunteering is really, really flexible. That's something that we've focused on, trying to make it flexible for volunteers. It's remote, and it can be done at any time.
Well, both of those options sound great, but I was hoping for something a little more direct. Is there a way I can actually help book vaccine appointments for people who need them?
Oh, for sure. There are a couple of options I can think of where you can find people in need and help them get their shots. The first one is by joining an organization called Vaccine Ferry. It's national, so you can book anyone, anywhere across the country, or just in specific states if you're more comfortable. This team has booked appointments for over 10,000 people, so they're already pros. The other option is to join a Facebook group, like New Jersey COVID Vaccine Info or Pennsylvania's COVID Matchmakers. There, you can find group members looking for vaccine appointments and get in touch directly to find shots for them.
Gotcha. Okay, one more volunteer question. What if I want to help out at an actual vaccine clinic? Can I even do that even if I'm not medically trained?
Medical expertise is a requirement to administer the vaccine, but most clinics need non-medical volunteer help with traffic control, registration, and more. So yes, you can absolutely help out. One way to do that is by volunteering with your local medical reserve corps. Here's Dwayne Hagelgans, who's the public information officer for the Pennsylvania Medical Reserve Corps' South Central Task Force.
The nice thing about the medical reserve corps is that people, tend to go, well, I have no medical experience. Well, the medical reserve corps uses those with medical experience. It uses those with administrative experience, those with logistics experience. So you don't have to be a medical professional, although a lot of our members are.
He says that no matter what kind of experience you have, there's a spot they can use you. And if you're bilingual, you can also translate at a community clinic or with a local organization. There are Chinatown organizers, Juntos, and Viet Lead, among others, who all said they need translators and interpreters at their vaccination clinics.
And where can I find more information about all the volunteer options that you just mentioned?
No, that's an easy one. Just go to whyy.org/vaccine.
Great. Thanks, Hannah.
No problem. Thanks, Kenny.